Welcome back to another episode of Rita's Dump, where we shovel the nonsense, unicorn costumes optional. I am Rita from RitaSelenina.com, where I blog, vlog, and just keep you updated on the latest music and book releases we have coming to you. Today's episode, Hard Water, woe is me. Most people, especially from the city, have never even heard of this. But it is totally a thing. I'm not kidding. It is a thing. It dries out your skin and it turns your hair into a crack whore masterpiece. It happens literally within a couple of days. I thought I'd attack my crispy hair problem with moisturizing shampoos and conditioner that were too damaging to my hair before, like Pantene and L'Oreal and stuff like that, which, don't get me wrong, they're super great products. A lot of people use them and have a lot of great results. But for whatever reason, they make my hair too greasy or too dry. I don't know what they do. They do something really awful to my hair. So I just typically don't use those. I use more natural stuff. But since I've been in the sticks with this hard water problem, I've decided to kind of go to those to see if they can maybe remedy the problem, right? Perfectly moisturizing accordingly because I need it. It's not working. It's got a sheen that is clearly matted down like a wet mop kind of way. So I'm also over moisturizing my skin aggressively too. And I've learned through Google, laughs aside, that only masks the problem and makes the dry skin worse. Dampness equating to more withered husk. So awesome. Husk being my skin. So this makes sense to anybody? Because it doesn't to me, and I tried another remedy to my pipe cleaner strands from hell. Oils, like rubbing the scalp with argan oil, coconut oil, even castor oils are supposed to help. Nope, just sopping oils dripping from my scalp. Completely horrific. Depending on the source, supposedly hard water is not a health hazard, and then on another source, it is a total health hazard. Supposedly there's an arsenic level issue. I don't know. All it did was freak me out about the hard water. And then I'm buying jugs of spring water to try to avoid the hard water problem. Super annoying. So some studies are suggesting a correlation between hard water and cardiovascular disease mortality. Yeah, like death by heart or something because of the arsenic. Awesome. I don't know. This was at waterresearch.net. I don't know. That study was really weird to me because in one hand it's saying it can kill you and the other hand it's saying it won't. So if anyone can help me out with that one, that would be great because that PSA announcement, ladies and gentlemen, was a complete flabbergast of nonsense for me. So cardiovascular disease mortality. Awesome. So you gotta love the perks of this hard water thing or not thing. Look, all I know is my hair is crunchy and my skin is parched. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you had as good a chuckle as I've had here with you today. Please be sure to go to Amazon.com to get your copy of Harbor Excursions. Visit iTunes for my latest releases, I'll Be Fine and What You Thought. Add them to your playlist and cruise on over to Patreon.com/RitaSelenina Presents for members-only treats. I'm Rita at RitaSelenina.com. Also, hey guys, come and say hi to me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We've always got new episodes and posts going on there for you as well. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.